So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hi guys, it's Dan Latto speaking. So in today's podcast, we're going to talk to you about something we've talked about a little bit before, which we've called imposter syndrome. And basically, imposter syndrome is just where you feel like you're wearing a mask all the time, that the person that people see isn't really you, and you're worried that the mask will slip and discover the real you. Oh my gosh, people might discover who Dan really is. Who really is Dan? Nobody knows, not even Dan. So that's what imposter syndrome is. Obviously, it affects a lot of people, myself included. So how have I stopped it in my own business? How have I overcome imposter syndrome? And I would say that to some extent I haven't, and to some extent I have. Nice vague answers there. That's it. Thanks for listening. So so how do we overcome it? So there's this idea, okay, about just being you. And if you... So there's a line in Crocodile Dundee. And if you've got a problem, you tell whoever it is, Mick Dundee's friend. I can't remember his name, Stan, whatever. You tell his friend, okay? And if you tell him, he goes and tells everybody, no problem. And that's the joke. And it's kind of like, that's true. If you release information about yourself, then it's out there in the ether. And then nobody really cares anyway. You're so worried about what other people think. And actually, people don't really care. They're not thinking about you. They're just thinking about how can you help them. And you're not thinking about me in your off time. I hope that you are, but most people not. And when you do think about me, you just think, northern twat, whatever, right? That's totally fine. And you're probably right. I am northern and sometimes I'm a bit of a... So it's kind of like overcoming imposter syndrome is really just about not caring. And this is like... peaceful moment where you reach this point in your life where you go, do you know what? I really don't care what other people think of me. Like, I hope that people think nice things about me. But if people don't think nice things about me, and there's some people out there that really don't think nice things about me, the keyboard warriors, they hide behind anonymity. I can never say that word. They hide behind a different name and then they send stuff through Facebook or Twitter. And it's just like, yeah, well, if you're that brave that you can't put your own name on it when you're having a bit of a troll moment, then you're a bit of a loser anyway. So I don't really listen to people like that. I wouldn't go to them for advice. So why would I listen to them when they're having a go? So that's a really good place to be. If you can think like that, that's really awesome. But obviously there are people that have got names that really don't like you either. Tenants who don't pay their rent. So we've got a tenant right now. He told me to get off my high horse because he'd not paid his rent for 2 months. You need to get off your high horse, mate. And then he was complaining about the fact that I've not given him a repayment schedule. I don't have to do shit, you idiot. I'm just going to sue your ass and your guarantors and then we'll send bailiffs around. And if you hate me now, imagine how much you're going to hate me when that happens. And am I okay with that? Hell yeah. Not my problem. They entered into a contract to pay rent. They need to pay the rent. Why should that be okay to steal money? Just because it's a civil matter, not a police matter. It's ridiculous. So no, I'm more than happy to send bailiffs around. But Dan, you'll upset someone. Great. I have no issues with upsetting somebody. And so this imposter syndrome, it's like, look, you're going to judge me regardless. Okay. So, where possible, I think it's nice to be nice, generally, okay. But sometimes it's not in the best interest to be nice. Sometimes you just have to, you know, like evicting a tenant who's not paying his rent, sending bailiffs around to his mum's. That's just part of running a business. And you're not going to get around that. And actually, the way in which we get around that is by that tenant not doing that in the first place. They know full well what they're doing. It's not like, oh, I didn't realise I had to pay rent as well. Of course, everybody knows that that's what happened. So it's not me that's created that situation for them. They've created it for themselves and these are just the consequences of it. You know, if it was with a bank and they'd not pay their mortgage, they'd get the house repossessed. The bank doesn't worry about imposter syndrome. It just follows its procedures, which is exactly what we do. Yeah, you can be a twat about it with him if you want. That's probably not the best way of doing it. But, you know, we don't do that. We just follow procedures and we try and explain to them. His mum was sent him a text and his mum was like, oh, don't text me again. Get your solicitor. It's like, we don't use solicitors, love. We just take you to court and you lose and then you have bailiffs at your house. Well, don't text me again. Okay, that's what you want. That's fine. So you are going to upset people, right? That's just part of life. And if you're not upsetting anybody, you're not trying hard enough, frankly. So, you know, there's always going to be someone who hates you. Always. And if there's nobody who hates you, like people hate Richard Branson. You know, people say, oh, well, it's about time he gave back. We helped him get... No, you didn't help him do shit. You didn't help him do anything. You might have shopped in his Virgin store and bought a record back in 1985. But other than that, he didn't do anything to help Richard Branson. He did it all himself, thanks very much. And yeah, these people hate him. And so you just need to stop worrying about it. Just be you. Do you. And be comfortable in your own you-ness. And I'm very comfortable in my my-ness. I just am who I am. I say things that sometimes get me into trouble. Sometimes it upsets people. Sometimes I say fuck quite a lot. And we had a client, a potential client, and she's like, oh, do you swear? I'm like, fuck yeah. Oh, I'm not sure I could use a swear word. And it's like, if a four letter word offends you, you've got bigger problems in life than trying to make money. Because if you stop and throw stones at every dog that barks, as Winston Churchill once said, you're not going to get very far. Get over it. Get a move on. Get your shit done. Move on. Okay? So how are we dealing with imposter syndrome? So the first step then really is I just don't really care. Oh, well, I don't think you should swear. Swearing is a sign of bad education. Fine. I've got a bad education. But how come I'm more successful than you then? If my education's bad and yours is better, how come I'm doing better than you? Oh, well. You just, you know, there's bigger problems around language than swearing. Not having the capability to podcast or to create videos and to put yourself out there. It's like you just got to get over yourself and over what other people might think of yourself. I don't even think it's about you getting over yourself. It's about you accepting you for who you are and all your foibles, one of my wife's favourite words. We've all got them. You know, I've got this lispy thing going on. I have no idea what that is. I cannot say the words that, three. You mean free of charge? No, three, the number three. But that's not how it sounds. It's three. I can't say it. I don't care that I can't say it. Because if I can be successful and I can't say the word three, well, who gives a shit? Other than the people calling you out on it. And by the way, I am a grammar Nazi as well. I hate it when people don't get grammar. It's a really bad sign of education, okay? And if it's some things that one person should learn, it's the difference between there, and there, right? They should, you know, everybody knows if you use them incorrectly, you're going to get pulled up on it. So learn how it works. But if you just keep getting pulled up on it, you should probably learn that, okay? But if it's not in your interest to learn that, then don't bloody learn it. But then don't get upset when people point it out either. Just go, yeah, I know. That's one of my things that I cannot do. Fair enough. I went through a stage when I was like 10. I couldn't remember the months of the year. And even now, I have to do a little tune in my head to remember, you know, the months. And I remember the Jason bit somewhere in the middle. But I really struggle with that. But it's not stopping me from doing what I want to do, not knowing the days of the months. We have calendars that can help me doing that. Imposter syndrome can definitely stop you from putting yourself out there. Well, I'm a bit overweight and so I don't like the way I look. Right, change it or deal with it. Change it or accept it. That's the two things. Well, I don't like the way I sound. Change it or accept it. The only two things that you can do with this, well, there are three things, isn't it? You can change it, you can accept it, or you can do nothing and end up loserville. And that's not where I want to be. And I'm pretty sure that's not where you want to be. You want to be either making the change or accept it. And I don't think necessarily you should be making the change. If you get your there, and theirs wrong and you're happy, then accept it. And the fact that other people then might pull you up on it, you just have to say, yeah, I know. I'm totally at home and I'm totally au fait and I'm totally in love with myself for the fact that I don't know my there, and theirs. if that's what it is. I am totally accepted, self-acceptance, I don't know what word, self-accepted about the fact that I have this wispy thing going on and that I can't say my threes properly. It's not an issue for me. And it shouldn't be an issue for you, but you can either change it, like I could change it, and I have practiced putting my tongue to the top of my mouth, anyway. I've practiced. Still can't bloody well do it. I can if I really try and really concentrate and I get help. But it doesn't affect my life that much that it stops me from saying the word three. Right. So accept it, change it, or do nothing. If you do nothing, if you go, well, I don't like the way I sound on podcasts, you can accept that and just do them anyway. You can change it and try and change your voice to the Queen's English, like what I do. Or which I don't at all. Or you can just not do podcasts. Well, what's the point in that? Like, think about this, okay? So let's say you've got some weird thing going on. Let's say it's your voice. And you know, if you can accept it. And if you accept it, you're going to do podcasts. And 50% of people are going to love it because you're doing it, right? And 50% are going to hate it, going, oh my gosh, that's so bad that that person can't talk properly. Okay? So now you're going to qualify 50% of people in, 50% of people out. Awesome. That's what you wanted to do anyway, because when they eventually get to meet you, they're going to be qualified out. So it's better to do that on the podcast than wasting an hour driving somewhere, having a meeting for an hour, then finding out that they don't like the way you talk. You just wasted 3 hours. I'd much rather do that in a podcast, get rid of all the people that don't want to hear me. Oh, no, he speaks so bad. That's such a northern monkey. That's fine. I have no problem with that. I'd rather qualify people in. So if you accept it, that's what's going to happen. You could change it, and that's okay to some extent too, but you're really changing who you are. Why the hell should you change to fit that person? And you ain't going to change yourself to fit every single person. You're still going to find people who hate you. It doesn't matter. There are people who are going to hate you regardless. Or you could do the third one, which is not do the podcast, and then eventually when you meet them, they're then going to realise they don't like you, 50% will. And so, like I say, you might as well do that right at the start of the relationship via a podcast, and then now you qualify themselves out. And in doing this, people are going to qualify themselves in. We go, do you know what, Dan? I love your voice. I've had people come up to me at events, and they've said, do you know what? I could listen to you speak all night. And it's like, what? Me with this voice and this wispy thing and the fact that I can't say my threes? Oh, your voice is wonderful. What the heck planet are you on? And I thank them for it, and I really appreciate that, and it helps build confidence. But I've accepted it anyway. And if someone else came up and went, do you know what? Your voice is dreadful. Well, you should just never talk again. Thanks. Thanks for your opinion. Piss off. Because they just qualify themselves out. And that's okay. And, you know, that idea of, do you know what? I wouldn't listen to you for advice, so why would I listen to you being a troll? I wouldn't listen to a random stranger giving me financial advice on Twitter. Why would I listen to a random stranger saying I'm a bit of a twat? Well, that attitude tells me everything I need to know about you. Does it now? That one sentence tells you everything you need to know about me. You a dickhead. Let's just put it that way. That tells me everything I need to know about you. So, you see the difference here? This is just about self-acceptance, folks. Overcoming imposter syndrome is about you accepting you for being you. In all your glory, warts and all your great things, all your crap things, everything that you are, everything that you've ever been, and everything that you ever are. This is about you accepting you for being you. And being you is fucking awesome. And if you don't like me using the word fuck, that's totally okay. You don't have to listen. And I could apologise for it, but I'm not going to. And some people go, hell yeah! That's exactly what we want, Dan. That's you. That is authenticity. And that's what it's about, is about you being as authentic as you can. And the only way you can be authentic is to be you. Don't try and be 9 o'clock news guy or gal. Don't try and speak in Queen's English. If you do speak the Queen's English, then you speak the Queen's English, not this northern twang that I've got. Be you. I was on board a £5 million yacht, and I was there to sell a yacht. And this guy comes up, and he's definitely got royal blood in him. You could tell from the shape of his face, as in no chin. Do you know what I mean? A very, like, from where I come from up north, a very hoity-toity, very posh, very well-educated voice. Do you think I change the way I speak? Hell no. He's probably never met a northerner in his life. My job is to educate him that these people exist and talk like what I do. And we were laughing and joking about, you know, we're showing him this yacht. I don't know what I'm talking about. And I tell him I have no idea. I'm just here to help sell this yacht. I blagged my way into it and I'm here to have fun and get to meet people like you. And he loved it. I don't think he put an offer in. I don't think he did. But we were getting on like house on fire. And his girlfriend was stunning. She looked like a supermodel off a catwalk, wearing very expensive clothes. And, it, you know, it just transcends. It's just about you being you. And people recognise that people are different. Not everybody wants everybody the same. The world would be a very dull place. And just be you. But people want more you. Do you know what I mean? People don't want less you. People want more you. And people don't put podcasts out and don't do videos because they think that you isn't acceptable in society. Well, I don't like the way I look. Oh, I'm overweight. I don't like the way I sound. Be more you. The you is that's you is going to be successful. The you that thinks you have to act and behave in a particular other way, if that's not you, isn't going to be successful. The you that's you is going to be successful, so embrace it. And that's how you're going to overcome imposter syndrome. You just accept you for being you. So a good podcast there, I thought. And I hope that you get a lot of benefit from that. I think it can be really hard creating content when you're first starting out creating content. And sometimes it's because you're really worried about, you know, you being you. So be you, embrace it. The world wants more of it. And let me know how that works for you. Put some comments down below and go leave us a 5-star review. We'll speak to you in the next podcast. My name's Dan Latto. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.